So, Jacob, are you there?
I should turn my fan off.
You're gonna turn your fan off.
All
Okay.
right. Today was a pretty depressing day.
It was kind of depressing. I started off today like a little disrupted by yesterday's shootings. If you have not read in the news, there was a killing spree in Seal Beach, California.
Basically, what happened is this guy walked into a salon and shot
He was wearing
three
full
people.
body armor and had like assault rifles.
Only one person that was shot is still alive, and that person lives directly across the street from me.
Yes.
So we've been getting knocks on our doors from Channel 2. There's a news van just parked in front of our house. They keep knocking on the neighbor in front of us house. It's like, she got shot. She's
I
not at
know, so,
home.
like, and we
Show
know
some respect.
our friend's dad's girlfriend
Yes,
was.
our friend Evan, one of our best
I
friends.
wasn't gonna try to say his name, but.
One of our friends, his stepmom was the actual target of the
Not
shoot because
stepmom, it wasn't his stepmom.
not stepmom, sorry, I'm butchering this. His dad's
Step-girlfriend?
girlfriend. And
Yeah.
I've actually met her before. She was nice. She got a kid. She was nice.
Yeah.
And
But she was the
your aunt.
target of the attack.
Basically, her husband was insane. She filed a restraining order, got custody of the kid. And, of course, logically, he's just gonna go shoot her.
Yeah, that's the most logical way to fix your problems. If you didn't know, you just.
And I think about it. Our friend could have been in this shooting.
What are you doing? It sounds like your
So,
iPhone just like.
sorry.
Okay. Try not to do whatever you just did to your iPhone. So, what were you saying?
Yeah, that kind of finished.
Oh. So did anything good happen today? I mean, Tamlin's dog died yesterday. A lot of people died yesterday, like.
Apparently, my old house this morning had a dead body in front of it. And so we don't live in a bad neighborhood. I live in a really good neighborhood now.
Wait, your old house? Like
Yeah,
the.
my old house, like the last house I used to live in.
It had a
Apparently,
body in front of
my
it?
neighbor who used to live right next to me, he still lives next to that house.
Was that just today? When did that happen?
Apparently, there was a dead body on the front lawn.
That's disgusting. That's not where you put those. But what, how, what was the cause of death?
That's all I heard, that there was a dead
Is
body
that
on
there was a dead body. There's no like, was it like an old lady that had a heart attack or
That's
something?
all I heard, that there was a dead body.
You're not helpful. So, I'm gonna try to, is any, did anything good happen today? Or yesterday? We're going to see the thing tomorrow.
We
Oh.
are. Everyone besides Sam and Noah.
Yeah. So me and like our entire group of friends is going to see the thing tomorrow. Speaking of that, actually no, I'll talk to you about that later.
Okay.
So since this is the third recording of this podcast, do you is there anything from your notes that you want to talk about?
No.
No. You sound really tired or like depressed or bored. They all sound very similar.
I open up my notes.
You're opening up your nerve.
Opener,
I
my
said
notes.
nerds. Oh Lord.
Do you want to talk about the dancing at school?
The dancing at school? Sure, let's talk about dancing at
You
school.
can start it.
All right. So, the other day, Jacob and I were sitting in art class because we have that class together and it's a pretty cool class. And this one whistly song came on. I can't whistle, so I'm not even gonna try. Yeah, that song. That song came on. And Jake and my, at first we were just both like bobbing our heads, kind of like dancing along to it.
Face painting.
Yeah, and then Jacob decided to stop because
I
he
just
decided
stopped.
he looked stupid. And I kept going and went into this full-on like dance.
And everybody in the class was staring at him and
Well, like, half that class is freshmen, and freshmen are stupid. Like, they're pretty much sheep. Ooh, did I just
offend... I love my blue sheep. Wait, have you seen my new sheep?
I just found out that, like, you could dye sheep in 1.8.
You can?
Yeah, I dyed a sheep in...
I could have dyed any...
Yeah, there was a gray sheep that I dyed white, just because I had some bone meal, and I wanted to see if it worked. But I didn't know that. I thought it was... like, a new 1.9
feature. Why does iTunes keep opening?
Dude, there's a Minecraft beta 1, or, pre-release 4 for 1.9.
Yeah, I know.
That's so stupid. Why don't they just... I would have rather have waited
They're for... They're not releasing it to the public. People are getting it off of their downloads, like, their secret downloads page.
Their secret downloads page?
It's just, like, the developer page.
The secret downloads page.
It's just the developer page with the developer.
What's the secret downloads page?
Develop.
Oh, I want a link somewhere. I'm just gonna find the link to the secret download page.
Shut up. You suck. I don't think they're actually, like,
Let's make a website called secretdownloadpage.com. It'll be so secret. I was playing Dead Space earlier. That game is scary. It's the third time I played through it, and it still scares me. I think Jacob just, like, punched his phone. Hello?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you punch your phone?
No.
What was that noise? Did you drop your phone?
What not?
It sounded like you punched your phone.
Oh, yeah, I didn't
do it. You didn't do anything?
No, I just slammed my hand on the desk because my computer's being retarded.
Oh.
It's being fucking retarded. Why aren't you on Jamestown?
Because my computer runs slow when I'm on Skype, Minecraft, and recording a conversation on Audacity at the same time. It starts getting laggy, and I don't want lagginess, so I'm just going to play some Gears of War.
Good for you.
There was a new Big Bang Theory tonight that I didn't watch. I have, like, six episodes.
I need to watch the new episodes of South Park.
I can't wait for Big Bang Theory to come out on Netflix so I can watch, like, most of the series. Oh, I want to talk about Walking Dead coming out on Netflix because that's, like, my new favorite show.
Defeat.
I really enjoyed the first season. Is the second season, like, is it airing right now? Is it, what's
Oh, no, it's not on yet.
So it hasn't even started airing yet?
Hope it's not on yet.
Yeah, I know, because so that means we've been... What else? What's new in TV? The new season of...
Pistons for the first time.
The new season of Law & Order has been slightly weird for me. Because without Detective Stabler, I don't know if I could...
Is he stable?
What?
Is he stable?
He's pretty stable. He's standard.
We should talk about the Minecraft server.
The Minecraft server? Which Minecraft server? The Techno Buffalo server?
I
sort of want to advertise Tamlin's server.
He asked me to?
No, but he said that the admin is thinking of shutting it down. And that's a cool server. I don't want to see it go.
I wish the admin would, reset my password. Because that password system's stupid.
He reset mine.
I know I'm typing in the right password.
At first I thought I was going crazy, but then he said, like, I was typing it in, like, I had the right password and it was just being stupid.
That's exactly what mine must have been.
So. It's working now, though. Yeah. Apparently there's a new Portal 2 DLC that I haven't gotten to play yet, because...
It doesn't matter about that.
Yeah, there's just new co-op missions.
Eye of Ender?
Oh, yeah, that's a new 1.9 thing. God, I want to talk about the magic and...
What is the Eye of Ender?
It's just, it makes potions or whatever. So, in the Minecraft Beta 1.9 pre-release... like, version 3, or whatever version it's on. It's, like, beta of a beta 0.3, whatever, right now. And they started, they, and then, not the newest, but the last version. I think the newest version came out today or yesterday. They had potions and magic and stuff that you, like, you can enchant swords and stuff like that. I don't like it very much. I don't really like magic in general.
Now that I think of it, there's a lot of magic type of things in Minecraft.
But there's all, like, it, before this, it was, like, now it's just sort of out of hand.
Okay.
There's a little too much of it now. I mean, there was, well, like...
I don't know if the story is true, but Noah told me that they put it in as an FU.
Yeah. Noah told me that, too. I don't know if that's true.
Noah tends to
sometimes
not to the truth.
Yeah. Noah may not be the best source of information, but that's the... I mean, I could look it up, but I'm a little lazy. So, I don't know, did you listen to the 134th Drunk Tank, right?
No. Oh, yeah.
That's last week's, not this week's.
That one was funny.
They were in, that episode, they were talking about how the, just the act of observing something makes it different, and I decided to click on the link. And the video, well, it was like this weird cartoon scientist guy. It was kind of weird. But it was still kind of freaky. It was just talking about how electrons, they're not really particles, they're not really waves, they're just weird.
They're electrons.
Yeah, they're electrons. It's exact. They. Why don't they just classify them as electrons? Why do they
Just start talking.
Alright, so they did this experiment where they had this these two slits, like a metal pane with two slits in it, and they bombarded it with particles, and the particles just went through the slit, and then they bombarded it with waves, and the waves, like, went through it, and they started, like, bouncing off each other.
Mm-hmm.
Then they did it with electrons, and the electrons, like, they act like both of them. It was weird. They bounced off, and they just went straight through. They are, like, they're... They are particles, but they act like waves.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, like, the weirdest thing ever. So then, like, they wanted to see what was going on, so they, like, put this... They didn't really explain what they used. It was, like, this weird microscope thing to watch what
happened.
Yeah. To watch what happened. And when they watched it, the electrons acted like particles and not...
Maybe each electron is a little creature. And
that's what I was thinking. Like, what if they're alive and they know that you're watching them, so they don't want to act like waves when you're watching them? They're, like, self-conscious. It's sort of like, Garrett. Don't ask me what that means, because I don't know.
Yeah.
So is there anything you'd like to add to that?
I'm going
to
ask him.
You're gonna ask Garrett?
Well, one thing I heard on that podcast that really interested me was when they were talking about...
Yeah, dude, that's just scary. That scares the poop out of me.
Do you have that link? Because...
They didn't have a link, because I wanted to look at the link. They did not have a link.
It might not be true.
Yeah, that's what... I was starting to think that maybe they had the fact
wrong. It is linked.
Yeah, I know, because if it's true, then it's just scary. Alright, what we're talking about is last week, the Rooster Teeth / formerly the Drunk Tank podcast. Last week they talked about this machine that lets you send waves.
Light
waves through time. You can actually send them back in time. I'm starting to think this is kind of false, sort of like the South Pole, the North-South Pole in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
So stupid.
The mineral deposit.
Yeah, the giant mineral deposit. Okay, I'm not even going to laugh about that, because it's just too stupid.
Well, it is true.
Hey, is it your turn to unload or load?
I unloaded last. Okay.
Your window open?
My window's not open.
You should open it.
Okay. Thanks, I need to just, like, edit that entire... I hate it when people walk in here. So what was I saying?
We need a little sign.
I know, that's what I was thinking, like, what was I saying? I forgot my... Was it
might be fake.
Okay, yeah, it was fake, or it's possible that it was fake. But basically, you can send light waves through back in time. Sorry I was interrupted.
Apparently, the way he figured it out was he got a message from himself. Oh my gosh!
Yeah, so he got a message from himself, apparently. Because you could with it, he would be able to send, what's the tap-tap things called?
Morse code.
No, but they're not Morse code, they're, telegrams. Telegrams, is that what they're called? Telegraph? I don't know, that's like 19-0 technology. I live in the age of text messaging and Facebook. I don't know what they used in the zeros. What is happening to you? Are you being, like, murdered?
No, I'm just chucking my mouse across the room, slamming my keyboard into the desk.
Why?
Because my computer's being stupid.
So you blame the mouse and keyboard?
The only functioning parts of my computer.
So you blame them for the rest of your computer's stupidity.
Yes. Duh. Alright, I'm just shutting my computer off for the day.
Okay. The reason I don't think that's true is because it wasn't... Usually they link to pretty much everything they talk about, and they didn't link to that, and that's a really big discovery, and if it was true, I'm gonna guess there's an article about it.
Yeah.
So, that, like... I really hope it's not true, because I was thinking about it, and even just simple messages back in time can create paradoxes, parallel universes, and
other... Unless there is none of that.
Then there's the loop theory. I don't know if there's probably already a theory about this. I call it the loop theory. Basically, it's a loop. The only reason you got
it is... That's what I didn't like about that movie, The Source Code. Do you want to see that movie? Because I'm going to...
I just saw trailers for it. I guess it looked pretty good.
It was just like Deja Vu, but then it had the stupid paradox at the end.
Oh yeah, you told me about the stupid paradox. See, the theory, like, if I'm gonna get into time travel, I think the theory I think is most logical is that if time travel was possible, then every time you make a change to time, it creates a parallel universe. I think that's the most logical.
I'm gonna play some Halo 3.
I was actually thinking about playing some Halo 3.
Wanna play some Halo 3?
Sure, I'll pop it in right now.
What's the campaign?
Why campaign?
Because I wanna play the campaign.
Okay. That was kind of random.
Still haven't installed Halo 3. That's like the only game I played that kind of
stuff. Alright, I did the stupidest thing ever.
What?
So, you know how us level 2s in art were supposed to finish our thumbnails for our project today?
Oh!
So, you promised... I'm gonna...
What?
Punch you tomorrow for doing
that.
Oh,
let's just yell at him.
Okay, so... I brought all my objects to draw tonight, but I left the paper in the class.
You can just draw a little square and then put it on there.
And tape.
That part is so easy. That part doesn't even matter. Why are you, like, perfectionist about it?
Because I'm not a perfectionist. If you look at the drawings, they're horrible.
Yeah, but you don't even need to spend time on them.
Spend any time. I just left it in the
when
class.
When I did that project, I did the whole period.
Okay. Great. I really want to get rage. I've been watching videos about it, and I really want to get rage. Have you watched it? No, I'm looking for my Halo 3. I can't find it anywhere.
I haven't played Halo. You guys don't... No one knows this.
What do you...
I love Halo stuff, but I was late to the bandwagon on getting an Xbox 360. Like, I literally got an Xbox 360 like 3 years ago, 4 years ago. And then I got my own personal Xbox this year. And it took me a while to get Halo 3, which is pretty sad. Uh-huh. So I haven't even beat Halo 3 on Legendary yet.
You haven't?
Which everyone's done pretty much.
I can't even find my Halo 3.
And then when I got an Xbox, I bought ODST first because my friend's like, oh yeah, it has both campaigns in it. I'm like, are you absolutely sure? He's like, yeah.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
I'm like, it doesn't, though.
Jacob, it was probably like Kevin or something that said that. I don't know.
This was before I knew any of you guys.
What?
Before I knew any of you guys.
Oh. Then it was probably like someone you knew before us. That's
what
I guess.
Like a lot of they have an OD and Halo 3 Forge.
What?
It's like all the like, and, like the antenna and stuff to make little like outposts.
Yeah.
You know, like the every like all the little stuff. Yeah, like.
Where is my Halo 3?
It's
like a mess right now, and I'm trying to like.
Just steal your brother's.
I don't know where his is either. Why would I know where his is? I don't even know where mine is.
Just ask if he knows.
Hey, Austin, can I have your Halo 3 so I can play it? Can I just steal it from your room? Where's my flashlight?
Did you actually ask him that early?
What?
Wait, you really thought I'm in my room.
Just wanted to make sure. No, because I can usually hear you talking when you walk into someone else's room.
Okay.
That's going to help you find your Xbox better. I sent you an invite.
I already knew where my Xbox was. Thank you.
Oh, I said, wait, did I say find your Xbox?
Yeah, you did say find your Xbox.
What was really annoying is when people download, like, the little picture packs.
The picture packs.
Xbox Live.
You're annoyed by the picture packs? Really?
No,
is that what it's come to?
Well,
Jay?
One of my friends has a picture pack for the Thing.
And? So he likes the Thing and he wants his Xbox.
I like it. I like having my avatar as my picture.
I like that too, but not everyone rolls that way.
It's I've never heard him say anything about the Thing.
Well, what if he's like a secret Thing fan?
And it comes out tomorrow yet, so. What if he doesn't like the movie, the new one? That's a picture of the new one. Even though it looks just like a scene in the original Thing where he's got that one big hand. You know what you got me into doing when I'm playing Halo campaign?
What?
Doing range blocking.
Good.
It's so helpful on Legendary.
It is helpful. I was trying to tell you that, but you're like giving the Marines like plasma pistols.
No, I just really wanted the rocket launchers.
And taking their rocket launchers. And it's just, they're so much more useful with good weapons than without good weapons.
Ask for your brothers.
I don't know. He won't let me.
Just ask.
I'm not gonna ask. But we'll find it eventually. Eventually.
Well, buddy, most of this podcast is gonna be out soon for this little fetus.
What?
I wonder if I can still get Reach Legendary P Edition. I really, really want it.
Statue's so cool.
That's probably the main reason I want it.
The statue. Papa's.
We haven't talked about Papa Squat.
I have to pop a squat. Is that what I got?
My eye is now. I moved my pop a squat next to my bed.
You moved your pop a squat. Well, Jacob, if you don't remember, the recording was completely ruined.
Yeah, but I don't.
So they have no idea what pop a squat means.
So have I been the third time?
Oh, I think I know where it is.
This will have had been the third time I've explained pop a squat, and I don't want to explain pop a squat. Dude, it sounds like you're just, like, digging through trash.
That's pretty much what my room is right now, though. It's just, like, a pile of trash.
So, let's talk to the
like, if you walk... Facebook. Right now, if you were to come into my room right now, it'd be the messiest you've ever seen it.
Let's talk about the new Facebook UI for iPhone.
I love the new... Like, I was using it in English class today, because that's what I like to do during English, because English is boring. Is go on Facebook... Okay. I can pass that class while I'm, like, 90% asleep.
I want to get the Halo Reach soundtrack.
Okay.
No, they don't have it at GameStop anymore.
No, Tituba, no. Tituba, no, make contact with no devil.
Tituba, no. Kevin made a song about Tituba.
You made a song about Tituba.
Kevin did.
Oh, Kevin made that. When you...
Well, do you know the MacGruber sketch on Saturday Night Live?
No, I don't watch SNL for, like, the billionth time. I don't watch SNL.
There's a theme song in the beginning, and it goes, MacGruber! And I don't... Yeah. It's like...
Oh, yeah, apparently his song goes... It's like the fixing your problems with, like, household materials or something like that?
Yeah. I'm not good at asking groups.
I know that, and I haven't even watched it in my life.
I knew it had household materials and stuff. I just didn't say it because I knew
it's like saving people's lives with household materials.
Okay, now the price is going back up for Halo Reach Legendary Edition.
What is it right now? Well, it's getting rarer now.
Well, it was like $80. Now it's $109.
You should have bought it when it was at $80.
Because I have so much money, and I had money at that time.
Well, I'm just saying, it's...
I really want the... Can you bring the book that came with it?
The book? No.
Why?
Because I'm not a good sharer.
I really want to see it.
Halo 3, maybe, but I can't find that anywhere, so...
Your what?
You take my Halo 3?
What?
Oh my gosh! No! Just get out.
Dad wants you.
Why?
Dishes.
I have to do the dishes.
He took your Halo 3.
I was just messing with him. You couldn't tell by, like, the super, like, oh my gosh.
No, I thought you were sometimes.
Why would I talk to someone seriously like that?
Well, I mean, if you had actually done it, you still could have, like, been like that. You know. Are you gonna play?
If I can find, alright, I gotta go for, like, 2 minutes. I'll be back.
All you're gonna ask Logan and
Alright. See you in a sec. Kevin? Kevin?
Did you hear Alex?
Apparently I'm talking to Kevin.
For some reason he's in my living room.
I'm in Jacob's living room right now.
Are you recording the podcast, Alex?
No. It's not recording.
No, I'm just joking. Let's check.
Wait, ask Kevin.
I really want to do a commentary of Halo 3 gameplay.
Okay, well, I'd really like to find my Halo 3.
Like, because I want to. It's going to be like a comedic.
Commentary? The double C's? The comedic.
I don't want to be comedic when we're doing the Combat Evolved gameplay. Oh, Alec.
You just want
to
be like.
You need to answer the phone to Kevin.
Is he calling me?
Or I could just tell you what he told me.
Is he calling me?
Yeah, apparently he was trying to call you. He was just out doing the dishes, so. But, yeah, because... So we're seeing the showing at 6:50. And he wants everyone to be there by 6:20.
At? What theater?
At 4-star, right, Kevin?
Tell Kevin I'm calling him.
He's calling you right now, so bye. Hi, Kevin.
Hey.
Hi, Kevin.
All right, Jacob, by the way, the podcast has been recording since I came back in the room.
Are you still recording?
Yeah, it's recording. I'm still looking for my Halo 3.
Why are you recording it right now?
Just talk.
Okay, guys. I'm going to start the campaign. And I'm going to do some commentary. Some commentary without any footage. It's just going to be me talking to the game. Because I'm stupid.
7, 8-ish?
Alright, it's loading.
Or like 8, 9-ish?
Yeah, alright.
Your brothers couldn't. You have 3 Halo 3 discs at your house.
Alright.
So, Alex has 3 Halo 3 discs at his house. 3. His brother has one. His other brother has one. And he has one.
Okay, there we go.
You can't seem to find.
Logan's is, like, broken. Austin's, I, like, he wouldn't even let me borrow him his if I asked.
Why?
Because he's a heartless person.
His mother.
It's probably because I never give him anything when I when he asks. So.
Just what?
No.
Why?
He won't say yes.
Just try!
Trying? No.
Hey, Austin. Tell me.
I can find it. It's somewhere here.
Well, I'm going to do a commentary of their arrival.
All
right. Yeah. So Cortana's about to talk.
That's good. Turn it down.
They let me pick.
They did?
Shut up.
Yeah, they did.
Oh my lord.
And you chose me? That's so nice.
Shut up.
Watched as you became the soldier who needed you to be.
A badass?
Like the others, you were strong and swift and brave. A natural leader.
But
you had something
they
didn't.
Look! I'm alright. It's luck. Yeah! I got it right!
I could swear I had this game like a month ago, like where I knew where it was.
Yeah, no, you were wrong. I'm fine. I'm just playing Stiffy.
Okay.
I pretend to be locked up with my armor. It's just to mess with the Marines. Especially Sergeant Johnson. He's a dip.
This ain't good.
See how fuzzy it is? They think I'm her. Hey, Sean. I have a mini laptop, and I'm looking at Master Chief's laptop. It did. I just met some of you guys.
I don't know, Sergeant
Major. Oh my lord.
He's touching my chest.
What?
Sergeant Johnson's touching my chest and smoking it into my face with a cigar. He just pulled my Cortana out!
What?
He just pulled my Cortana out!
Okay.
Yeah.
See, I was joking! Haha! It was funny!
Why do you always jump? One of these days, you're gonna land on something stubborn as you are.
Hey, that wasn't nice. That was uncalled for.
Where's my Halo 3, Chief?
Up my butt. Up my butt! Shut up, bitch. Get back inside my head.
What the heck?
Sorry,
sir. I don't want to look at the red stuff.
Where is my Halo 3?
Boy, I'm the armor.
Hey, wait. Armor's lost.
Oh, really?
Oh, no.
I'm gonna shove my gun up his mouth. See if that helps. Funny thing is, the armor never looks towards you. This is like, guys.
Lure it so easy.
They didn't really look like that in Halo 2, but in Halo 3, the armor's eyes are like completely sideways. Like, they don't, they're looking, like, backwards. Loading screen. For a brick, you flew pretty good. Why is the armor always the gold at the beginning of stuff? Shut up. Don't tell me what to do.
Alright, I've given up on finding my Halo 3.
Okay, then you can listen to play.
You can play alone. Like a lonely loner.
Lonely loner. I kind of wish the assault rifle still had 60 rounds in this game. I think it was like a heavy machine gun.
Okay.
It was so cool. 60 rounds of 7.62s. It's a beast gun.
I know where my Halo 3 Special Edition disc is, but I can't find the actual game.
What's in the Special Edition disc?
I did. I thought maybe I'd put it in there.
But what is the Special Edition
disc? Oh. It's just some commentaries and stuff, and I just kicked my desk on accident. It just has, like, commentaries and stuff. It's full of commentaries of the first two games cutscenes.
How many times do you freaking say commentary? Shit.
Commentary, blah, 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 okay.
You know why they made the grunts short?
Why?
Well, I'm playing on Legendary.
Why?
You know why they made the grunts short?
Why?
They were good to be headshotted.
Okay.
Because it's like a perfect...
Did you learn that in a commentary?
No.
You sure? Like, you
didn't... They've got power armor, Chief!
You didn't watch a commentary and it didn't talk...
It was one of the big interviews.
They didn't commentate about how they put the... made the grunt so short because it's perfect headshot height?
No, I didn't...
They didn't commentate about that? You didn't watch a commentary? So I think I have a nice little review of the Rage game.
Of the what?
Of the Rage iPhone app.
Oh, is it?
Alright, turn
it
down the TV now. You can do what? That. Please turn on your down your TV.
Oh yeah, I'm not doing charted commentary. Is Rage worth it?
For the 99-cent one, I haven't played the HD, so I can't really. Yes, for 99 cents, I would say it is definitely worth it. The graphics are really good for an iPhone game.
I feel like I want to get the HD one just because I have iPhone 4.
So funny. And you're so... shut up. Jacob likes rubbing it in my face that I don't have a iPhone 4 and he does.
Because he has
a... I have a 3G...
Phones is better than mine.
I have a 3G, not even a 3GS. I have a 3G.
So we can't have iOS 5.
Yeah, I wanted to see if that was true, so I like updated my iPhone, which took like 3 hours because of all the apps I've downloaded since I've last updated or synced.
I hate that. I really don't need my app's data.
Rage is like a 2 gigabyte. No, it's pretty big for an app. I know that.
Well, that's fine because I have 32 gigs.
That's so funny.
The funny thing is, I got this iPhone for like $35.
Did you get it from Noah?
Noah?
Where'd you get it from?
That's from my friend John.
Oh.
He doesn't go to a... He's my neighbor.
Is he your hot Canadian girlfriend?
Yes, John is my hot Canadian girlfriend. Where did you even get that?
You've never heard that. It's been used in, like, 3 different TV shows. At least 3. I heard it in Drake and Josh. I've heard it in That 70s Show. I think I heard it in, like, The Fairly Odd Parents or something. Or it was either, like, Fairly Odd Parents or Jimmy Neutron. One of those two.
You know what sucks?
What?
New, like, kid TV shows.
Dude, there are no good new kid TV shows. The last, like, really good kid TV show that, like, is over, I think Drake and Josh was really good, I thought, for a kid show. But
one of my all-time least favorite is Regular Show.
Oh, God. I hate every single Cartoon Network
show. Have you watched
that? I've like, watched Logan watching it.
Did it make you want to, like, punch yourself in the butt?
All those cartoons look exactly the same. Like, the Regular Show, the,
Ever since, like, I'm not trying to be all stupid, but I can't. Ever since, it's true. Ever since Adventure Time came out, cartoons
like,
are all trying to make, like, these creative and crazy worlds.
Yeah, and Chowder or whatever.
And Chowder.
Chowder.
Before Adventure Time.
Yeah, but Chowder was, like, one of those first, like, weird-looking...
I like Chowder, kind of.
Chowder was pretty good, but they...
Even Nanoparticle Swarm has...
Yeah, I know. But after that, it just got weird.
I liked Adventure Time.
Adventure Time was okay for a while, and then it just kind of got weird. But yeah, then after...
You know what I really think when this always happens in shows? Is you think there'll be, like, a TV-changing event happen, and then it won't happen. Like, it'll... Or, like... You know what I mean?
Like, explain. Give an example.
Okay, like, guy finds... This is the most basic version of this problem, but... There's this girl... Like, on Month, there was this girl he kind of liked. But, of course, right, like, there was... Everything was going good. They were about to, like, go out... Of course, there's something little that happens at the end, and now they're doomed to love forever.
What?
Okay, like...
Is this a TV show or real life?
TV show.
What TV show?
It was on Monk. This happens all the time on TV shows.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
You said this guy was in love with this girl, and then something happened at the end. That's like
I said Monk was in love with this girl.
I heard
and
this
everything
guy.
Everything was going good, and they were, like, perfect for each other and stuff. And one little event makes it, she's never going to be on the show again. I just don't like that, but I mean...
You mean how,
Because you always know it's going to happen.
You mean how Christopher Maloney's gone from Law & Order? How they got rid of, like, the coolest detective of all time from Law & Order? It makes me want to cry. So cool.
That's why I watched Law and Order. You watched, like, watching the
SVU. All right, from now on, from this podcast on, if I say Law and Order, I'm talking about SVU.
Often known as rape.
Or special rape. Law and Order rape. Okay, it's Law and Order Special Victims Unit.
Often known as rape unit.
I guess. Which is, if you're into crime and law and order...
And rape.
I guess. It's really...
Oh, stuck that brute. Oh, yeah.
The original Law and Order was more focused on, like, the court cases, while...
I like court cases.
SVU. Honestly. SVU, it still has a lot of the court drama and stuff, but it...
Oh, I love watching, like, Judge Judy.
those are civil court cases. Those are different.
Still like.
Those are people suing each other for stupid
things. I still like them.
Oh my gosh, you kicked my dog. I'm suing you.
Remember that guy that got, like, attacked by a pitbull?
Bring up pitbulls,
and then,
okay.
Like, out of nowhere, this cop, for some reason, he was driving down this one street this one day for no particular reason, and he saved this, like, old man from being attacked by two pitbulls.
So this guy was driving...
The one pitbull ran away as he saw the cop car pull up. The other pitbull... ran towards a cop and he shot the pitbull in the head.
Dude. Did they ever find out whose pitbulls they were?
He's not even getting charged. Unless the guy intends to sue, that person's only, like, not going that much further. I don't know the exact term.
Well, I don't think that guy should be punished because his dogs, like, got out and attacked some guy.
Probably didn't take care... He probably didn't keep them well enough to... And let them... made it so they could get out easily, like, didn't prevent them from coming out.
I guess. You could, like, I was playing Dead Space earlier, and Dead Space could seriously be, a thing video game.
Yeah.
Because the monsters are so similar, except the infection method is very different.
The thing is much more, like, worse. I'm using the word ammo right now, but...
The scary thing about the thing is that it's a lot easier to get infected.
It's like, it's so hard not to get infected.
Yeah. Which, I...
Why did I just fire two plasma pistol blasts at one blend?
I don't know. Which I kind of find, like, I like it and I kind of don't like it. I don't think it's as realistic because... Although it's more, like, it's an alien disease kind of... It's more of a parasite.
Here's what I think.
But, what?
Here's what I think. This ship wasn't the thing's ship. That was another...
Yeah, that was another, like, alien that got... Yeah, that may... I think I agree with that. So I'm not really sure. I've heard that this is true, and I've heard that... The Norwegians at the beginning, that's who the movie's about, the newest one, right? Okay, good. Like, I've heard from some people that that's not true, and I've heard from Kevin that that is true.
I've never heard anything against that.
So it is the Norwegians at the beginning. The stupid Norwegians who throw grenades at each other.
Oh, yeah, I was like, dude, you need to watch the thing. It's on Netflix. Come on. And so we're watching it, and It's like, that guy's stupid.
He's so dumb. He's like, ooh, I dropped the grenade. I better look for it in the snow.
Okay.
Get out of here, Trevor.
Bear time!
I heard you the first time!
Did you say bear time? Jacob.
Yes.
Did he say bear time? What did he say? Okay.
And all that.
So, what happened? I heard your brother say...
It was prayer time. I go, okay.
Oh,
it was prayer time. I heard that. Get out of my room. He screams it at the top of his lungs.
I heard. I was there. It's just the first time it sort of sounded like bear time. Wait, turn down your TV.
Well, no, I don't want to do any more podcasts. Okay. I have to get in the shower.
All right, well, thank you for listening. This has been the 3-2-1 Epic Podcast, Episode 2. I don't think we ever even introduced ourselves. I'm Alec.
Jacob.
Bye. Thank you for listening. I love you.